probably what is the most central aspect of this long essay of the Ramban in Hasaga of Shoresh Rishon. We discussed Tariag Mitzvahs, and we began to discuss different ways that he can defend the Bahag. And now the Ramban spends a lot of time to analyze what appears to the Ramban is the Rambam Shita and Gosasur, and its relationship to Mitzvahs Drabbanan. The way the Ramban understands the Rambam, I say it that way because there may be other ways to understand the Rambam. The Rambam talks about the fact that maybe the Bahag counts Mitzvahs Drabbanan because, after all, we know that there's a Losasur, and therefore everything that's Drabbanan is part of Losasur. So therefore, the Ramban takes that to mean that every Drabbanan, whatever it might be, whether it's Takano, Siyagin, and this is what the Rambam seems to say at face value. The Rambam says it in numerous places, in Hilchos Mamrin, and in various other places that the Ramban records, that there's a Losasur in every Drabbanan. Now let's take it one step further. What this would also appear to the Ramban to mean is, and this is where you can begin to quibble, is that, like the Ramban puts it, there's no difference between an Isser that you do, that the Torah says, do not do X, and you do it, or if you violate a particular Pu'ula, an action, the Chacham said is forbidden, Shavus, you Samechan Ilan B'Shavus, and so on, you carry something, you metaltel something that's supposed to metaltel. The Rabbanan say you shouldn't do it, but when you do that action, you violate the same Losasa. And based on this, the Ramban launches into a whole series of questions on the Rambam. We find throughout Shas all kinds of leniencies when it comes to the Rabbanans vis-a-vis the Raisis. We say Savik Rabbanan Lukua, Savik Raisa Lukumra. We say things called Shani Omer that you can attribute, that what happened was this way, and therefore we won't Aser. This fell to this, this fell to this, and we didn't create a mixture. Even when it's a tariq b'sasri, the Ramban points out, doesn't matter, each case can be viewed by itself. And according to the Rambam, why should that be true? And more and more of the same type of kashas. What the Ramban is ultimately trying to get to, and why he, and what he disagrees with the Rambam about, is that the Ramban says, a zakin mamri could not exist in an isid rabbanan. If that which he's rebelling against the Sanhedrin has to do with Rabbanan, you can't have Zakim Mami. The Rambam apparently would say, and he does say, that even in the case of Chametz Rabbanan, as long as it fits the other conditions, such as that he needs to be the Paskin, Kondra Meir, that he has to be Shaykh de Kares, and so it is, and we have to know why it is, but it could be this because it's been Nugea, Kedushin, Eishas Ish, based on the fact that if it's not worth anything, it's not a Kedushin, and the other Kedushin would be a Kedushin, or because it's a shame, Kareth, because it has to do with Chameth. Either way, it is going to be Shafta Zaki Mame. The Ramban says, absolutely not. Okay, I want to just read another paragraph, and then we'll begin to talk more about this Inyan and what we could say in defense of the Ramban. So, let's just pick up from, we read most of this very quickly. I mean, there's much more to do, but we read it quickly. But the Ramban says, therefore, based on all his questions, it has to be different. I just read those lines again. Take a look here on page Amit Chavav in the Franco edition. He says, Avo, I'm just going to read from Avo, about 5 lines from the bottom. Avo, Takonos Tagzeo Shigazu Chachamim Mishmeres HaTorah Ulgeder Shelah. If there's a Takono or Gzeira as a Siyog HaTorah, Ein Lehen B'Labazel Smach B'Alma. So any Siyog, the Chachamim said you can't have chicken and milk together. You can cook chicken and milk. The Torah only said Gedi V'Achalei B'Milk, which is Basa. So that would not be Losasur Mamish. What would it be? It would be a smach. Smach bi alma. Ve'en v'hem din hamra klal. You can't have a zakim mamre halach. V'koshkein sham mamre behen v'over b'achas behen al das shu osi isser she'en over b'lav hazeh ve'en v'chal din parsha zu. L'fi shehi kula onesh sham mamrim lo hachotim. Okay, what kind of punishment would you have? Nidui and other things, but you can't talk about zakim mamre. And then it goes on. Now, to paragraph that follows. The od odiacha. Now, there's one more thing we have to mention for the Ramban. That's what he's going to do right now. So we talk about siyagim. Siyagim do not go into losasar. The Ramban says explicitly they do. What does qualify as losasar according to Ramban? Let's emphasize that. He said it earlier. Anything a chum say to say, explain pshat in the pasuk in terms of what's a yugim amidos, they say this is what we derive, is the kavan of the Torah. That's where you can be subject to Zakin Mamre, and that's where you vote by Usasa. The Chacham interpreted the Torah a certain way, and they gave you that interpretation. And the Torah is saying Usasa, and you have to listen, is the Torah is giving us the Torah according to what Chazal is going to interpret. So you have to accept the validity of their interpretation. You can't go your own way. Okay, originally maybe there. You can decide differently, but then you have to make your claim and make your case, and then if they outvote you, that's it. That's where Osasa kicks in. So that's for the Ramban the extent of the real Osasa. The smach of Osasa is in Yanim, like, you know, siyagim that they were masmich of Osasa. Now, what one more group of categories, and that is mitzvot such as Nechanaka Mikra Megillah. What's the relation between that and Osasa? Now, for the Rambam, it would seem it's a clear Osasa. That mean that's what when Torah says Losasar, Torah is talking about all those in Yanin. That's what it would seem, at least with the way the Ramban interprets the Ramban. But the Ramban cannot say that. So what does the Ramban hold about that? So he brings an interesting Gemara in Shabbos Chav Gimel. Ba'odo diachla, he says, ki ha-mitzvah shechitshu osim chacham ha-nevi'im. Ki go nechanak u'mikam Megillah. So nechanak is chachamim and mikam Megillah is nevi'im. Mordechai ve-Esther. Einon bo'in b'smach hazeh. In other words, the smach of Losasar was for siyagim. It was masmichan of Losasar. But it's not going to be by Nechanaka Mikra Megillah. Shekach am pegmeh. It brings a machlokas am arayim that the Gemara asked the question, when you make a bracha, shekicham mitzvos of tzivanu, and Nechanaka, sahechan tzivanu, the Gemara asks. The madag Nechanaka, shetzal chavach shekicham mitzvos of tzivanu, nishachanaka, shalwechan tzivanu, the machlokas am arayim. Rav Avya Amar Milosasa. So Rav Avya says Losasa. Rav Nachman Amar Shalbich V'yageitchas Kinach V'yomrulach. So what's the pshat of this machlokas? That one man says Losasa, one says not Losasa, Shalavicha. Why is there machlokas on this? When it comes to Siyagim, everyone is Mashbech and Losasa. But here is a machlokas. Says the Ramban, Ratzah Rav Avya Lomar. So Rav Avya's sheet is like this. Kishem shekol hagzeros v'asiyogim shel divreihem smuchim alav d'losasur. Just as all the gzeros yogim are supported. The Chacham use like as a smachta. You have to listen to what we said and think losasur. Not that it's really losasur. It's a smach, nismach losasur. Kimoshes kir pek v'm mishameso ben kilayim shalehem. That's kilayim drabanan. So kacha mitzvah shechitshu. So Rav Avya says mitzvahs the chachamim establish kigon echanaka smuchim alos alav atzmo. So there's a snach losasa even for mitzvahs like nechanaka. That's Rav Avya. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Omer, there's a difference. She ain't smach baos alav elo ledivrayim sheyesh ben ikur batorah. Which means that the din kilayim drabana. But there's a concept of kelayim d'oraisa. So the Chachamim expanded, and they said, treat this guy kelayim. Those kinds of things, the Chachamim created a paradigm that in some way has a counterpart on a d'oraisa level. So that's the kind of iser, the Rabbanan, that would have a smach and losasar because they're creating like a second tier on that inyan that exists d'oraisa. So therefore you can also use losasar as a way to think about it. That would be true when it comes to a gzeira that has an ikar bator. The way I'm explaining, ikar bator means that the concept that is the definition of this drabanan has a counterpart d'oraisa. Aval hamitzam chudashos mehen, something which is totally new. Ner Chanuka ein lehem smach el repasuk shalvich ve'agelchas kinech v'yomrulach. There you have to go down a different route. Yeah.
How far do you take that the concept of something is rooted in the Torah?
So you're asking good, and it could be like this is maybe part of what you can think about by Ner Chanukah. Maybe you could argue it has some smach There's a mitzvah hadlakas near Chanukah and a mitzvah mikdash. What?
Or even the idea of halal after a nes.
Yeah, halal is a later whole section and halal later on. But he explains a little bit better. Let's go on and see. It's clear what we just said. If you dvam she mosifin b'mitzvah satora atzman ke'en peirush satora. In other words, if they're mosif b'mitzvah satora, there's kilayim doraisa, there's kilayim drabanim. There's arayos doraisa, there's shnios drabanim. So then you can use the smach of losasur. Again, it's only a smach of losasur. The real losasur, as we said in the Ramban, is when Sanhedrin and Chachamim explain to you pshat in the pasuk. That's the real osasa. The smach of osasa is when they're mosif mitzvah Torah and they create a paradigm drabanan that has a name and a definition that also finds expression doraisa. So it's also like a peirush Torah. In other words, even though it's happening on drabanan level, that's why it's a smach of osasa. If it were to be pshat in the Torah, so then it would be the real osasa. If it's not pshat in the Torah, but it's the Chachamim creating a category of kilayim drabanan, or category of whatever it might be, drabanan, rayis, let's say shnius, so then you would call losasur as a smach. Why is it a smach? Because the losasur the rayis is peirush haTorah. So the Chacham created an inyan called Kilayim Drabanan, so it makes sense to say that you can use the smach of losasur because it has the trappings of losasur. It's pshat in a doraisa. It could be pshat in the doraisa that the Torah forbade you, the Torah was mitzaveh, or it could be pshat not in a Torah meant that, but that the Chachamim wanted that to be called Kilayim. So that would be losasur as a smach, as he explains. Shehem zau omrin kol temu pishtimu Kilayim. He means even if it's not shua tavi venuz, may the rice that has to be within certain category, certain definitions of what's called that they're done together, different machokis, what each of these things means, shua tavi venuz, and chacham say kosher mopishtin, even if it's not even it's one, it's not all three, whatever, or because shvus hu melach. You see why Rabbi Chofansky said you can alam by learning. You see, like every line of the Ramban, you're getting tremendous lum this year. So the Ramban is just mimavliyad, as he's explaining. In other words, pshat and the shavuos is, it's a melachad rabbanan. Pshat has an essay a little bit about these in Yanim too. Shavuos for the Chacham is a melachad rabbanan. There's a pattern called melacha on Shabbos, and that's the raisa. The Chacham have a pattern after that, a notion of this is asr as a melacha, the rabbanan. But you can use los asr as the pattern. If they would tell you this is what the Torah said, you'd be mechuyah based on the real osasur. The vaday, with what is osasur mechayvas? Shehu mechayvas sanu lahamin b'Torah k'piyah perushiy parshulhein. So the same way, if they would tell you this is pshat in the Torah for kilayim, this is pshat in the Torah for melacha, so you have to listen. That's osasur. So here, it's not that they said this is a pshat in the Torah, that the Torah meant this, but this is what we want you to consider melacha. This was a smach of lusas. However, says the Ramban, Aval kesh'omim hadlika ner Chanukah, ein adam yochol lasmicho al zehala b'shominyan. You can't use, this is what Rav Nachman is going to hold, you can't use ner Chanukah as being patterned after what? After Lusasar, she'en zeba b'chal ha'kasuf she'oma kipol m'chadav la'mishpat. You don't know what pshat is in something. So then what? Lusasar nadav. What? They said, right now Chanukah, it's a new Indian. Elo b'chal shavich v'yageit chaz genech v'yomru lach, which is a new idea. She'u tzavo, kabo menazkenim ala k'chal. V'yesh mechach mi'atam, which chokin al zon, it's open she'en anu eshoem lo mashat tzivan ha'mitzvah saskenim, v'utzka pekeru b'rava, v'ne izbar zeh. And the rule of the rest of Sukkot, some hold you make a mitzvah kenan, not a shet tzivan, v'tzivanu. So we hold differently. We hold you can use v'tzivanu on a mitzvah kenan too. But Ramban did not really fully elaborate on is what does Rav Avya hold. So what does Rav Avya hold that you can even say v'tzivanu based on l'sasur for nechanaka? Here you have to know, does he argue on the yisod of the Ramban, or does he hold that maybe nechanaka also has something in the sense of it's a perush on some way, and exactly how you explain it. I mean, there are mashmos in that the Ner Chanukah that we light has some shaykhis to hadlakas near Beis HaMikdash. But even if you say that, it's hard to imagine that this is like a perush in whatever way. It's a new hadgakas b'migdash. It's not b'migdash. I'm not sure exactly what to say. It's a loose end. You have to know what Rav Avia will hold. Okay, so this is basically what I wanted to get to. And then he continues. And he goes on from here to explain a little bit more about Nech, maybe by for the Bahag, what would be by Megillah. And then he goes into Hallel, Barichus. I don't know if we'll be able to get all this, but it's very, very kedai to look at. And he answers up the kashas in the Erev and Tilas Yadayim. Why didn't the Bahag count that? To see that's a lot also that comes afterwards. But meanwhile, I want to step back and try to understand on a deeper level what is this machokis between the Rambam and the Ramban about, and what can we say in defense of the Rambam, and as a lot has been written and said about this. So what would seem at first is as follows, that the Ramban clearly took the Rambam to mean that, you know, like it says in Hilchos Mamrin and various other places that he quoted from the Rambam, that mamish evi drabanan is a lo sasa derais. Sasa, it's a lot, it's also an asay, and as the Rabban put earlier, in terms of the hierarchy, it would be higher, therefore, than even stam alav that has malchus. There's no malchus in lo sasa, for whatever reason, this is based in for the zaki mamre, but it's a lav asay. So the only thing above it is a lav of kars. But it's mamish a lav gomer. To what extent? Meaning, mamish the pu'ula is usur, like you would be in chazer d'oraisa. This action that you're doing, which is violating the chachanim's gzeira, that constitutes an iser d'oraisa. And that certainly is a mashmaus of some rishonim, as the Ran in the drushes that deals with usur a couple of different places. Drushes Ran is an amazing sefer. He has a drush shavi yang usur. He has in a later drush asiri. He has an earlier in drush chamishi. So I want to quote a line from Drush Chamishi in the Ran. He says, "Kvar nisbayer mikozesh anu musharim shelo lavor al koma sheyaskimu chachmei hadoros." We are warned not to violate anything that the chachmei hadoros are going to decide on. Ufichach. So again, we're talking any drabbanos. Could be Sanhedrin, Hagadol. Could be any time in history when the Chacham made it a particular decree. This is how the Ramban took the Rambam. There's an Isser L'Sasa to go against it. So they Gzeira Muksa. So you Metalto Muksa, you violate L'Sasa, you violate the essay connected to L'Sasa. So the Ramban writes exactly that. V'ficha cha'ober al echad mehashvusin. Ober b'L'Sasa in the Torah. V'ein hefesh ben ha'metalto machat. The Shabbos, you're moving a needle. Oh, Hayotzi Besado Hamisumar. The story, there was a story based on the story. They made Xeri, you can't go out with a spiked sandal. La Ochel Chela. I mean, you want a Lashon of Rishonim that says Mamish explicitly what the Ramban is, seems to be attributing to the Rambam. It's right here in the Ran. There's no difference in that and eating Chela. Ulachorish B'Shovach Hamor. La Oud Elish Ovi Ba'alase Ve'alosase. So the immediate question that the Ran himself asked, which is part of the Ramban's longest question, is: so what do we find leniencies such as Safed Rabban Lekula? So the Ran goes the way that the Ramban himself opened up the door, but he didn't think it was logical. But the Ran says that's the answer. Umash Omer Tamid Begin Maris Begin Rabban Lekula One Kasha. And we saw cases that we allow ktanim to be made. This is the Tchum Shabbos and so on. And the law, hamidu devein b'makom hefsid mamon. B'makom hefsid mamon, we waved the rabbanans. B'pnei hefsid mamon, covered our brios. Again, we waved the rabbanans. B'simchat siyom ka b'harbim mekomos. So what do you do with all these kashas? So the Ran gives what he thinks is the answer. Kol zehu mipnei shekach yisnu. The Rabban put in such a sentence, he just didn't like it. Kach yisnu. The Chachamim say it. It's a doraisa based on Lo Sasa. The very action is a doraisa. But when you have these situations, it's a Chachamim put a stipulation from the very beginning that the Kiai Gavna, there's no issue. So It was a Tanai made Kodim Lamaisa. That was the Tanai. Ki Achare She'enam goes from El Lassa Siyoga Torah, since the whole point was to make a Siyog, Dayenu Imasanu Havados. Lo Yavo, Lava Deve Torah. What's the point of a Siyog? That you're not come to Vala Del Raisa. So we will be able to accomplish that agenda that people will come to the Raisas if we are making Zera in cases of Vada. In the case of Suffolk, we have no reason to have to master because we'll accomplish what we want to accomplish with making the Xera by cases of Vada. So Lamaisa, in those cases of Vada, I have a violation of a little susser on what you did wrong, because that's the Torah says, little susser. But in the case of Suffolk, the Chum never made the Issa to begin with. We left it on whatever would be without the Chacham. So he's saying it for the Rambam. So that is the Ran's take on the Rambam, like the Ramban took for the Rambam. But the answer is simple. Kachisn. He goes on discussing more in Shabbos that the Ramban quoted. And he says something interesting, similar to what the Ramban says in that Gemara. Watch the Machokes by Ner Chanukah, if it's Shalavicha or it's Losasur. Or Masha Mesechav Shabbos, Gabi Ner Chanukah, Tzor Chavach, Shekit Shem, Tzor Chavit Sivan, Rad Neshel Chanukah, Vesholich and Sivan, Rabav Yom, and Losasur, Nachman Yitzchak Gomar, from the Rav Nachman Omar, Mishalavich Vyagetcha. Nir Mikan Shelo, Nir Mitzum Mishmod, Vachram El, Miasmach, Dadra Abon, Shismichu, Mikvazeh. Sounds like it's only an Asmachta. So the opposite of what we just said. He has a kasha from the Gemara Shabbos. The ain't in the cane. Pshat is like this. Really, Ella, Shaya Rav Avya Sober, Rav Avya holds. Shekishem shekol hagzeres ta'adin and basiyogim shel devrayem simuchim alav de losasur, like it says in Baruch's Per Gimel, kacha mitzvah shechidshu ner shel chanukah simuchim alav salav ba'atzmo. Nach mir jetzt kommen mach in smach bei so lad und dann sich beim iker hat tor smach mit so einem khudash es in smach er passt wie geht ka here he quotes like the Ramban. I'm not sure whether he's saying this but that's a Rambam as well, because he's using lashon of smach, so I'm not sure. After discussing the Rambam, he quotes this Gemara on Shabbos. I'm not sure he's sort of going off on his own, not necessarily the Rambam, but he's trying to put into the Rambam. I don't know quite what to say, but he's running pshat like the Rambam says in that Gemara. This is all one way to think about the Rambam. It's basically within the way that the Rambam understood it, but a way around it. There's two other mahalchim I want to share with you in the Rambam. So there are many achronim. Let me start with this. Yeah, there are many. No, see, Kalim here, this is the Kiryat Sefer, the Mabit, and it's also quoted by the Lacha Mishnah in Hilchas Mamrim, and then the Megillah, the Kinas Sofrim here on the bottom. I'll show you a little bit inside where they have it. They all say the interesting idea. We'll see where it takes us. Well, Sasur, in the literal sense, what is it Torah talk about? It's Zaki Mamre. Zaki Mamre, by definition, means he's rebelling. He rebels against what the Sanhedrin said. Again, for the Ramban, it means that they explained it a certain pasuk a certain way, and Ne'ev Zakin Mami. For the Rambam, it can even be a Din Rabbana. Takana Siyag Zera. Let's assume it's the Sanhedrin, or maybe anyone, any door that the Chamed Zera. But Kishem that Zakin Mamre is the pshat that he rebels. There's a rebellion that's inherent in Zakin Mamre. So, even if you tell me that whatever Issa Drabbanan, Gzeiras Yag, and so on, allows for Losasur, it doesn't mean Stam it. If a person does that Pa'ula, he violates a Shvus Stam. He violates a Losasur. It's only if it relates to his rebellion. And rebellion, you have to know how to define it. Let's try explaining it now this way, that he basically is not accepting the binding quality of this inyan. In other words, the Torah says, and it goes back to Har Sinai, that you have to mekabel what is Chama going to say? So in your mind, you don't think that it's binding. That's called Hamra. That would be a violation of Losasa, even though all you did was a violation of the Rabbanah, but it has to have the trappings of Hamra. Now, again, there are different permutations of this in the Halach. Let me first read you a little bit from some of the first. I read you first from Kiryat Sefer. It's both in, he has in Hilchas Mamim, he tells you he wrote about it in his Hagdama. I read you from Hilchas Mamim. The Kiryat Sefer is, of course, the Mabit, same time as the Beis Yosef, the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah had the mazel that it made its way to the side of the Rambam, and the Kiryat Sefer is a separate Sefer. But sometimes it gets quoted by the Lachem Mishnah. It says, so he brings as follows. He says, Hiksha alav Ramban b'hasagosav al sefer mitzvahs kama kushis al zeh. The Rambam seems to say that Losasa includes all kinds of inyanim, siyagim and so on. And the Ramban has many kashis. Shenireh she'arav mashveh kol mashum rabbanu mashum min haTorah b'chal av zeh. Says the Kiryat Sefer. Kvar kasavti b'adom hasasefer. Mashenuchel et hazadas harav zal v'omani. She'en kavonas harav zal. The Ram never meant. Sha'osa hadavar shisur mit rabbanon. She'ya over al aseid al piyator she'yerucha. Da'alav du'o sasser. That's not Ram ever meant. Ela ha'aseihu. Lohodos ulahamin amashi yigzru biyataknu shulchai vasoso. The lav and asay relate to that you embrace in your hashkafa, in your amuna, that this is in fact an obligation on your part. Kmosha kasa, koa mamin bin Moshe Rabbeinu mitarasul chai vlismoch mai sadasa le bishoyna le bachin alav, hu shalom lachok alehem, the meshayomu afil bigzeros. We call that the Teyavon. O the Toalasso, for your benefit. O the Teyavon, the Shogi, the Bemezid. Hariya Ober, the Bechachamim. The poet's Gedish, Hanu Nachash. The Eno Ober, Alava Asse. The Sheimhu Ober, if you tell me you violate the Rabbanon when you did the Maisavei with the Rabbanon, Hariya Koma, the Bechachamim, give you the Torah Mamish, Moshik Shaha, Lover Rabbanza. But it's not true. So the Ram never met what the Ramban assumes. This is how the Kiryat Sefer puts it. The Lechem Mishnah in Hilchas Mamre, as I noted in the first Lechem Mishnah, quotes in his own words sort of what the Kiryat Sefer is saying. He says, and the Rambam says, Echadom shasam siyag haTorah, haRaman tzal hitzika Rabbeinu, ken kol debe sofim hevim abba aseh, v'ayroi lam l'ach b'chom lidu Rabbanan, v'harav Kiryat Sefer, shechiv harav mar matrani, v'tchila sifro, herach v'tarizel, kval dvar v'heim, v'chachamim hisnu mitchila, he starts by saying a little bit like the Ran, but it's more than just the Ran. The Ran seems to say the Pu'ula is Usr, but there was a Tanai. It's more than that, you see, it's more than that now. The Kevin Shikan Eno over Mashat Sitsa Torah Shatora Sitsa El Shishma Masha Omim Chachamim. The Haim Omim Shalom Yechu B'Divayim Lahakna Elohakil. The Chitemim Kane Makam Mashkas Rabbeinu Shkomish Eno Usr K'Divayim Mashu Siyag. Over ba'aseh v'lav. With that tears, tahani lav ba'aseh l'zaki mamre. Anyway, v'nachan dov ve'ena, he likes this. Now, let me mention another thing in connection to this. There is it's not Pashit. You have to look at all the Rambams together and see if this is in fact what the Rambam really holds. There are mashmos in some Rambams that, no, this is a Losasa, like the Ram took. There's another Rambam here in Mamrim. Perek Beit Halachites. You have to know how to put this into the whole mix. The Ram says this in a few places, this Yisod. What is Bo Tosif? And why isn't a Takana D'Rabbanan a violation of Bo Tosif? Yidikash. It's a lack of Bo Tosif. So the Rambam explains over here, Mamrim Perek Beis Lachetes, Ho B'yesh L'beis Din Ligz of Lesser Dovra Mutter, and it remains Asir L'Olam. Ma'uzesh Yisir Torah L'Sosif L'Sig Ramimenu. The Chama Kinnik Xer, and it means L'Olam. I isn't Bo Tosif. The answer is, says the Rambam, because our Chachamim make a point of saying, when they make the Gzeira, this is not Doraisa, this is Drabana. They make a point of labeling it Drabana. Avol im amar basa ok muta me'a Torah. V'anum neser also. V'nodiya la'am shu Gzeira. That we want it to be known that we made a siyag that people shouldn't come to violate Doraisa. Shu yavam adava churva. And they should say that it's also mutter, you know, by basa. That would not be baltosif. So the Rambam seems to say that there's a requirement of the Chacham to make very clear that this is not a doraisa. If the sense that's conveyed is that this is a doraisa, then it would be baltosif. The Ravid doesn't think you need any of this. Ko ega yisaruach, ko dabar. So what's the machlokes based on? The rabbi says, don't ask me kashas. The chacham have a right to make gzeiros. That's not botosif. And the Rambam needs this new caveat. But there's another kash. You don't find all the time that when there's a gzeira, the chacham always saying this. I mean, every time they exhale Rabban, they always have to point, they're always pointing this out. So it could be. This could lead us to a new mahalach. We'll come back to this middle mahalach in a second. But it could be that this machokes, this Zolti has this idea. I have to take another look at it. I remember seeing it many years ago in the Mishnah Siyavitz, the Choshen Mishpat. I wanted to see it before she had a chance to look at it. But he wants to say the machokes between the Rambam and the Ravid, it seems to be the following. According to the Rambam, Lishitaso. If you take the Rambam more like the Ran took it, not like the Kiryas Sefer. So because Gzeirat Rabbanan becomes a Chetzer Shel Torah, becomes a Chetzer Shel Torah, by the very Pu'ula itself, it's us like the Doraisa. Therefore you need to figure out a way to Shmi Bal Tosef. Namely, they have to say that this is not the Torah, it's us. But if you say that it's just the general Chacham said, you know, you shouldn't do it. But the issue is not the pu'ula. The issue is if you disregard the authority of the Chachamim, you rebel against the Chacham, like we saw in Kiryat Sefer, we'll see more about it in a little bit with the Mishnah Chachma and the Bachanan. So if you say it like that, then you don't need the Rambam's new caveat, right? And that's what the Rabbi will hold. In other words, to the extent that you view this pu'ula as a Chefza Shel Torah, so then you have to deal with the Baltosif problem. The Rambam has an answer. What about the fact that Xeris throughout the Doros, you don't find Chacham always doing this? So there's a way to wiggle out of this. And you could say that the Rambam only said that there's a Losasa Doraisa specifically on those in Yanim that are from Beis Nagado. This is what the Maganisa Tav in the back of the Rambam is brought at the very end of this Perush. This is what he says. He says, and I'm a tough man, Aleph. He says, nearly Bishop, that's Chidus of Rambam, Sugyazu, the Brachis, the Hadakats of Rambam in Mamrin, in the Mitzvahs, Shiesha Sevelosa, Se Doraisa, Bechos, Yogim, Axeros, that the Kanus, Yeshachachamim, Hanab Xeros, that the Kanus, Min Hagim, Shagazvi Tiknu, Ben Higu, Beth Nagado, Shabi Rushalayim. The Chain dictate the Kasa Beth Shochus Mamrin, Beth Nagado, Shabi Rushalayim, and Iker Torah Shabal Peh. So he wants to say that the Rambam's losasur that becomes a doraisa losasi bari to Rabban only specifically the takan to base nagada should be yushalayim. So it could be that's where they would have to always have to say it's not the Torah, it's us. But if you talk about subsequent generations, there's no need for that because the Rambam would agree that there it wouldn't be losasur doraisa. That's what I think Rav Zolti says more or less. Al kol panim, let's focus now on this middle mahalach. They have the Ran on the one hand that thinks that it's mamish the pool is aser, but there's conditions. You have this interesting svara of the Magnus Tavat. The Ram only said it by specifically based on Agado. But then you have this Indian that the Kirit Sefer is opening up for us, and now we'll see other Makoros as well for this, that the Rambam didn't mean that the Pu'ul is Asa for itself. The real problem lies in the idea of the Havra, in the rebellion. So let me show you where I found this in other places as well. Let me show you some of the notes of Kalim over here on the Rambam, where I found the same idea of the Kirat Sefer. Not all of them quote the Kirat Sefer, and each one formulates it in their own way. There's a parish called Kinas Sofrin on the side of the Rambam, the Frankel Rambam. So, in page Chuf Hei, the paragraph on the top, he's Mayrach Halad, he says, that point is, he says, Hachiluk ben hamamash ishbachi of Misa, la'osu she'en ba'onesh al Misa, who nitra b'chumas ha'nosei, that he needs donor chorus, I will tarvayu b'hamra ninu. See the fourth line? Tarvayu, you have to, maybe we'll look on together. In page Chaf Hei, in the Frankel Rambam, Sefer Mitzvos, the Kinat Sofrim is the paragraph all the way on the left, and the fourth line from the top. He says, basically, the Nakuda of Ulsasu is hamra. It could be hamra of Thakin Mami, it could be hamra by any individual who disregards a Gzeirat Rabbanan. But it has to be a disregarding akin to Zakin Mamre. So it's a fourth line from the top. Here on page Chaf Hei, Amud Chaf Hei, Kinat Sofin. Tavayu Bahamra Ninu. See? That's the line. V'chein Mulchach Neshmoz to be Rav Shom Perik Kamadelchus Mamrim. And he quotes the Lashon HaRambam over there. The Kumi She'osako Ra'asan Ober B'lav. The Vadei Daita Lomar, what's the Pshat in Osako Ra'asan? It's going what Ram says earlier, that the Samach Elmine Koi, the Dikta Gomishina Ose, to be in a nice dafka, Lasus Rachmo, Lacherim, Ubalavachi, and Nasusokin Mamre. And he goes with the Gemara and Shavuot, Engle Mitzvah Shem Stavu Hasinai, what about future Mitzvahs, Kimu Vikibu, Kimashi Kibu Kfar, Vushi Aminu Bachom Mitzvah Shetim Hanavim, Hare Mashikibu Kfar, what were they Makado? Hulahamin Betakonosayan, not that he thinks it's not binding. He knows he's doing an Isser. You hear? He's elaborating on the Kirat Sefer in a lot more detail. You have to accept their authority. He has to quote the threshold that you are denying their authority. That becomes a losasa. Nimtzo v'fizeh shachilk nevur b'dasara ben over derech sarvanus v'hamra'a el over mitnei shalom kovash es yitzro ba'osaveh. You couldn't conquer Yetzirah and you succumb to do that there. That's not losasa. You hear the vort? It's a cognitive rebellion. You don't want to accept their authority. That's a losasa. And that's why you disregarded it. But if it's just that you couldn't resist the temptation, that's not losasa. Baudasu also isur, that would not that's totally different. He says, and the Ramban didn't, he understood you could say such a thing. Well, now let me be not such a Ramban al Khalbazeh. Two lines down. The Ramban is sort of alluding to that. The Ramban doesn't agree. In other words, if it's a hamra against a drabbanan, but not a pirush haTorah, the Ramban will also not make you zakin mamre. And now comes the answer to all these kashas. al takaras rabbanan da alav de lasasu as mechino hena ba over em tzuro behamra. That's only a smach, because it's not hamra. Mishum be smach the biyam amur adam was the avarian el osa chomer shem isachim rachol kalein. The nicher of his elaka be savish odeveim of fiat sarech, like he be past the tanur and so on. And we don't have to make a dochik of saying t'nai ho you deveim, like the Ran says it was a t'nai reich mizel kula. Mishum hekera, if Ramban himself rejected that. Okay, so you get the gist of this, and then look at the next paragraph on the bottom of the page. Acharei kasvi zeh, matzasi only lis misayeh shiyesh l'mamesh, shiyesh b'mamesh, b'divya rav agad ovin shom ufupolim, the ra'em v'chidush abal smag. He says the same yisod is over there. He quotes from him, d'losasa eno l'bimishan mameh b'divayim u'bahura asam eno kofof lehen. Kimo hatzidugim by Susan on the next page Chavzayin v'domein mishu kafuk mitzvasan v'obel lein dekai gavna ochan v'lo teyavon v'u modesh Hashem asal Yisrael lokum na Torah. Whereas here it's only when you're not kafuk to do it. Now go down a paragraph. Go down v'gam haram atrani b'sefer kiryat sefer shelo. He quotes the kiryat sefer that we read. See it? It's bold. Kiryat sefer in bold. The adama perkei kasav domer lazeh. Kasav domer lazeh, b'datsa rav hu b'sefer lechem mishnah. I told you the lechem mishnah perek aleph of hilchos mamrim. So you see the gist of where we're going. I mean, he quotes after everything. Quotes also the kiryat sefer. The meshech chachma is ma'arech also l'sasser, and he says something. He expands it even more because some of the kashas had to do with the, let's say, they take the kasha of safek derabanan l'kula. And he says a very beautiful thing. It's kedai to look at this Meshech Chachma, the whole thing. I'm going to read you a little excerpt of it. L'osas v'nav she'gidlcha yamin u'smol. On the pasuk, I'm l'osas. Ra'isi l'var b'zadasa Rambam m'shavashem. Everyone wants to talk about the Rambam here. L'osas, you got to talk about the Rambam. Da'al kol davam d'vi chachamim hu avi b'l'osas av Ramban herech da'utzen pulpulo litcho zem irayis rabus ochmu misater. Ukole hasagaso, the gist of his hasaga dimkin hayray lahachne b'speikon ubitul drabon bnei deraisa vasu drabon batul deraisa b'tarovas v'herech l'maod b'inyanim elu v'chidish v'em shita acheres. His shit. Zok the Meshech Chachma v'anochi offer v'efer tachas raglav. I'm just in dust and ash under his feet. Omer, but I'll say ki l'shikul daiti ha'emes k'divi ha'rambam. Who am I? But l'maisa, I think the Rambam is correct. V'ikir huzeh. And here's how he explains it. Here's how it's a different, you know, a lot of times inyanim get, you know, expanded and developed in different ways of expressing it. But he's going in the mahalach that we've already seen. The Torah wanted the following. Besides the things that are eternal for themselves, the Torah wants it to be stopgaps and siyagim and fences. As horos v'chumras, ashi yuzmaniyim. That should be, by their nature, more temporary. Haynu shiyo b'yad chachamim v'hosif api gedorim hanimsa lehem, based on their parameters, and they have authority. And should another basin decide at some point that we don't need this anymore, so they can toss it aside. They don't have to, you know, they can override. That can't be by the Torah law, right? Yamud basin achi gadol chachamim minyan v'heskim kali kali yisrael k'fiyad dorim hoshut v'yod mavatya. Okay, Torah wants it to be a system that allows for some fluidity and some flexibility to be able to expand as necessary or maybe push back as necessary beyond the actual laws of the Torah. So that did not be a person who's going to come along saying, Ani haroe, I'm the one who sees it all, but any kuf of Chachmei Israel. I'm not going to submit to what they say. Nas the Torah gather lo sasu. The Torah is going to become agudos agudos. It's part of kesher akoli. There won't be a sense of uniform authority. The chinuch also says al derech zeh in his shorish of the mitzvah. Mashem esnagi rotsan Hashem shi'am echad l'shmol chachameyam v'im lo yishmu oven b'losasa. Then came. So what is the gist of the losasa? Says the Meshech Chachma. What does losasa really mean? Losasa is hamitzvah l'shmol mashe yomru. Not so much the details, as much as that you listen to the Chachamim. So it's not the pu'ula for the pu'ula. The pu'ula might be good, might not be good, but they said it, you have to respect what they said. Amoin ba'atmosh amu v'chitzu. The Indian itself, efshe, the enum is kabel ratzon habore. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not necessarily what the actual ratzon. Maybe they went in their own way beyond what they needed to go. Then the Yama Bezgin Acher, the Yavaru Ta'usan, they'll say, you know what, you went too far, you made a mistake. Oshu Davish Ena Tzvi Cholamo Bo, the Yasu Hefech was a mutter, like we find in Yanu like that. Va'afim Yimichavnu Ha'emes, and even if they're actually Mechavim to the Emes and what they do, Kifi Mashu Ratan Abori Be'emes, B'chol Zeh Uratzak Hashem is Al Lasso Sulchok Nitzchi, all kinds of secret reasons. Rak Shiyah Me'atas Chachamin, V'ratzak Dapka Shemishma B'kolam, Avlo B'prate Hadvorim, not in the details. Umatzalu Dugmasa B'Torah, something similar. Mashachmira Torah L'shmo B'kol Melech. Yos Mashachmira L'shmo B'kol Chachamin. So there's an Indian of not to be more than Malchus. V'chiyuv Misa B'tivi Kabbalah. Kashiyam Espicha Yumas. Goes on with that. Umi'ata Nevar Kwasa goes, the next paragraph. Now we can answer up all the kashas. Misafkulam b'divrei Torah, Hashem ul chazir. You have a suffix in a doraisa. Maybe it's chazir. Im kein. Afim lo tziva bori al suffix. Let's say Hashem didn't speak about a suffix case. But l'maisa, Hashem ul chazir. It is a mitzias here. It might be chazir. So you can't. So, whether it's doraisa, drabon, and suffix doraisa, l'chumra, whatever level. But the idea is you got to run away from chazir. It might be chazir. Im kein, b'chal nul chazir, drabah ha-mesua be'emes. There's be'etzem a problem there. It's chazir, it's taboo. However, Pesavik Eruv, Kevin Sheh Inyan Hazeh Eno Befat Ratzon HaBorei. It's not that the Chachamim thing itself was per se Ratzon HaBorei. Rak Shetziva L'Shmor Aleyen. The Kevin Sheh Hazeh Lo Dibru. They didn't speak about Safik. Kevin Lo Nikr Misha Eno Osa Kein Sheh Eno Shemeh Bekolam. Who says you're not listening to them? They didn't speak about Safik. Maduwa Yemuta. Lechein Kat Neman. Because you're not That which you're disregarding them is not because you're not Shemir B'Kolam. You have the cut to rely on. It's a suffix. So you're not, I would just plug in the lumbus of the Keretzef and the Kinasof, and you're not being Mamre against the Chachamim when you're not going the Chumra by a suffix. Or you're relying on the cut, it's no longer Losas. And it's Nitcha Medoraisa and so on, and he answers all these kashas. The Shar Yosher of Shimon has a similar thing in Shar HaSfekes Perek Zayin. Paragraph begins with Bahadik Shaharamban al Harambam do a Devrayim. According to the Rambam, Kol Savik Rabban Yisavik Del Raisa Mishim Delo Sasur says of Shimon like this in his language. New in Staiti Da Hevdu Bezehu the Beemes Shiny High Lav the Lav of Losasur Mishar Lav the Becholas Horas HaTorah Ikas Hora Al Etzem HaMaisa. Kmo lo sochal chelev, the ha'isur al etzem ha'achila, the halad lo sasur ba'o ashara l'shmo b'kol chazar, u'kesh'over al zeh leka isur Torah al etzem ha'maisa. What's the pshat of the violation? What did you violate when you did lo sasur? Not the achila, not the maisa. Rak masha ena shomer l'kolam. No, the issue was you were disregarding the Chachamim. Again, it fits very nicely with the Mahalach that we're developing with the Kiryat Sefer and the Kiryat Sofer and the Meshech Chachma. Ufizeh, says Rav Shimon, the Safek Isser Torah. Im Yifka the Isser, if L'maisa you end up eating a Chazer, Avar Alav Dilo Socho Chelem, or the Chelem, Havi Ocho Chelem. Avo, Im Shasa Yai Nesach Drabon Aide Safek. Let's say it was a Safek Yai Nesach, and you end up drinking Yai Nesach. Did you do Lo Sasa? Can you say you buy a little sasa? What's a little sasa? You disregard the chachamim. But that just means, because he explains, hinei etzem ashtiyah muteres min haTorah. What's the aveira? The aveira siruv shmias asarasam leka. Thou suffer glass leka ashara. The gam be isa Torah leka alstekas ashara sashem miuchados. There's no special ashara on a suffix. Rak aveira etzem ha-maisa. But the aveira was the maisa for itself. So you ate the chela. With Rabban, etzem ashtiya muteresu. V'siru of shmias kolam lo shayach. De b'matzav ha-safik, lo'omru lo chazal, lo'hen v'lo lav. They didn't speak about a safik. So if they didn't speak about a safik, and you end up drinking yayin nesach, what did you do wrong? Follow me? Right? He brings in a sivis in Reish Lamed Dalet, Sukkot Gimel. But you said Rabban, that you violate the shogeg, you don't need a kapara. Ke'ilo avadam. You've heard that in the sivis. Why? Zekim Hashikasavti. The Rabban, Iker HaIsser, this by every Rabban. Masha Sire Velo Shama Lo Kol Devi Chazal. The Sire Velo Shach Lo Kol Devi Chazal. Sire means, so this Inyan of the Kiryat Sefer has ramifications to understand the Etzim every time you violate Rabban, and the Pshat of the Isser, according to the Sivis, is the fact that I'm disregarding the authority of Chazal. Avav Osu B'Shogu, Shach Sirev. Avav Masha Osu V'Torah, Nasus Neged Vachmano, Guf HaMaiser V'Zenach. And he answers up another kasha based on this. You'll see if you look it up. There's a kasha from the Gemara by Chatzi Shir, the Zohar Kiyos kasha. No time to go into this, but it's also very interesting. I want to turn the tables a little bit. And this is what Rav Chanan uses the same chakira, but he learns up to you that the Rambam holds not this way, at least that the Ramban's hasaga was based on this issue. In other words, the Rambam said that every Rabbana can be the rice of Losas, and Rabban asks on the Rambam. So he brings Rav Chaim to explain the Machokas, because one of the questions you have to answer for the Ramban is, so why would Machokas listen to the Chachamim? Losas only applies in a limited context. Losas applies, we said, what? To based in is in the Farish, Pshat, in the Pasuk, you give Midos, this is what the Torah means, that's Losas. So the Chacham make a Takana Zera, that's not Losas, it's a Smach. But Lamaisa, why do we have to listen? That the Ramban did not. But the Ramban did mention, if you remember in the earlier paragraph, that there was the Shuas HaSinai, there was the Kabbal, what was. So that could already be a Pesach to answer it. But then what was Ramban asking on the Ramban? All these kashas have to be worked out. The Rakhan asked these kashas. Initially on this question, how come we have to listen to the Chacham? He goes one way, he says it's a Ratzon Hashem idea. There's an Inyan called Ratzon Hashem. We know Ratzon Hashem, we're bound by what's Ratzon Hashem. If Shimon says something similar, the Seichel HaYashar is Machayivet. But then he says it's not enough. That's not going to be enough to solve the problem. And because of that, he brings Rav Chaim. And he tells you a very interesting mahalach here in the Machokes, the Ram and the Ramban, b'shem Rav Chaim. He wants to assume that according to the Rambam, not like the Kiryat Sefer in a sense, not like the Meshech Chachma, as we begin to show you, that according to the Rambam, the specific inyan that the Chacham asked becomes an issur for itself. And Rav Chaim had a raya. And according to Rav Chaim, this is really what's driving the Rambam more than anything else, that even though he doesn't spell out this raya. The Rambam paskins in Hilchos Sota, Perek Beis Halacha Ches, the halacha is that if the man is guilty of bios asuros, then the mayim is not bodek as ishto. V'nika ish me'avo, we read last week in the parasha, this is past Shabbos, v'nika ish me'avo, v'aisha hi tisas avona. When would she be subject to the punishment of the meisota, mayim hamarin? Only if the man is minuka me'avo. Okay, so if he was bo be'ilos asuros, right, he would. Therefore, there would be no the mayim would not be bodek as ishto. The Rambam says the following halacha: let's say the iser that he did was he was boil arusasa beveis chamiv. What does it mean? After erisin, they married. There's no lemaisa they married, except the Chacham said that you shouldn't have relations with arusasa until after you get to nisuin kal b'lo bracha suel b'al kenida. In other words, that's what we say in our Brichas Erisin, Shekitsha Mitzvos Mitzivon Al Arayos, that's the Raisa, V'asa Lan Was Harusos, that's the Chachamim. V'hite Lan Was HaNesuos Lan Adichim HaBikidush. So both of these Chachamim is the Issa Drabona. That's the muscle that they bring on the Yishalmi on Erev Pesach to eat matzah. Erev Pesach is Kibbos HaSveis Chachamim. What's the Pshat in such an Issa? Is it an Issa of Bias HaSuos? Is it an Issa of disregarding the Chachamim? If it were to be an issur to disregard the Chachamim, then l'chayra, if the person was violating that inyan, would that be enough that she would not be subject to the Meisota? Hashta is not, because it's not issur bias asuras. The Rambam says, ein amayim bodkim es ishto, inam nukim mi'avo. So Rav Chaim said, if you tell me that the issum drabanan is only because of l'sasur, it's not the issur for itself, it's pashut that the nukam the oven is bios asuas, not other avers. So must be that the Rambam holds that the chacham will kibeya, this is an isabiyah. So now, what's the machokes, the Rambam and the Ramban? Shamati Mimoya Rav Chaim Levi Zalmi Brisk, a farish das Ramban Hanal. That basically the Ramban also agrees, based on what the Ramban himself quoted in the Gemara in Shavuos. The Nehi Nami, Shenitztaveinu B'Sinai, B'Sina, Lishmoa L'Divrei Chachamim, V'Ha'Obel Divreihem Obel Atzivoy Hazeh, Aval Ein Bahen Issum Mitzad Atzman. So it's not Issum Mitzad Atzman, that's what the Ramban will hold. L'Dugma, Shavuos D'Divreihem. Now, I want you to be more some shilas on this, Rav Chaim. Maybe from the Ramban that we read also. But here's what he says. I mean, Rav Chanan. Uduma shvus to devem ein behem the doraisa iser Shabbos klal. The chen shnius la rais mid doraisa ein an iser bia. Elish ye tzivoy klali mid doraisa shlo labral devem. Uduma b'melech shasal hamesus tib. So what's he doing? He's plugging into the Ramban very much what we have seen from other Achronim to Rav Shat and the Rambam. He's saying that's the Ramban. But Harabim feel it. The Yeshal Kol Davar Shel Devrayim Isuro Hamiyuchad. He goes Isra Rusas Beis Chavit from the Raisa Me Isure Bia. But when Isur Rabbanan the Gimut Vam, that's the Machlokes. So we saw in the Ramban a lesson that the Chachamim are Masbech on Rusas or Shlus because they're calling it Malach. So is that a stira to what he just said? No, because it means it's called a Malach on what level? Rabbanan, so it's a lasas of Rabbanan. But he's saying, according to the Rambam, what would mean the pu'ula is aser midaraisa, is bias asuras. And that's the gist of what the Rambam is asking in the Rambam. V'zet tam pu'uk tatsan le'inyan nasa zakim mami b'isachamitz Rabbanan. That's why it's machukis and zakim mami. The Rambam who is a chametz. The chametz is yesh bukaris. He's learning that's the reason why it could be zakim mami, because it's called isachamitz. Submission a different shot, it could be maybe the Bikaris. He's learning it's because it's called Issa Chametz. Or Ramban in the Issa Chametz. The Ein Shech Karas Yish B'Issa Chametz. So that's the Machokes. Now he says, Rav Chanan, he says, so according to Ramban, why not be Machmir Misafik? Not Torah, we have to listen to them. Udumma by a Melech, so Asa Lama says, Piv, Lechoyer Nira Digam Steak, or Asa Kachos Steak, or Doraisa. If you can tell me that Chamla made a Tanai, then even acquainted around the same thing. But maybe we can use what we said before, but it could be it's not called being Mamre in the same way. So he asks, why acquainted Ramban is it better? So he goes on with this Indian. But what I find is interesting is that according to Rav Chaim, what we said in the Rambam earlier, what the various Nosikim said in the Rambam, that's the Ramban. And that would be why the Ramban would agree that you have to listen to the Chacham based on the Lusasa, but the Lusasa is in Kulali, and for the Rambam, and his big raya is the case of Boaz and Yitzchamid. According to these other Farshim, you have to know what to answer from that Rambam of the case of Sota. Here you have a little bit of a taste of what you can say. The Drash of Saran, we go back full circle, he took the Rambam that way, because he read, according to the Rambam, that person does, Ein Hevdil, he says, the lesson we saw in Drash HaSaran, in Drash Chamishi, if you eat Chelev, or if you violate a Shavuos. That's basically what Rav Chanan is saying in the Rambam as well, and Rav Chaim as well, and that was the Raya from Sota. But the others are saying differently. Others are saying that for the Rambam, it's in Chloe, the Chamrad, the Kiryat Sefer, and the Kiryat Sofim, and the Meshachachma, and the Pshimin. And then you have this other way out for the Rambam, and that's what we saw in Magen Sotava, that maybe the Rambam only said that there's a that the Lusasa on a Drabban specifically is based on a Gadol, not the Leit. That could be why maybe the Chacham don't need to always say that it's not the Raisis in order not to be Baltosif, only the Sanhedrin has to say so too. Okay, so that's a little bit of an Indian. Okay, we'll see for the last year, maybe we'll see if we can do something else, continuation in the Ramban, touches on Yonim of Hallel, and the Gila, maybe whatever we can do from that, we'll do, and then we'll have the rest you'll have to just go through for yourself. Okay. It's not, right?